Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I am going to shift gears. You're probably getting tired of my saying that, but I like to make it different and interesting and a variety, and so we've got that for you. Gail Lawley's on the line with me. She's an author. The book is It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living. The website is movechoices.com. Gail, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you. Gail has a quick bio on Gail. She's got a degree in mathematics from Penn State, and she has production inventory control management, owned a company. She's worked with computers all of her life as a programmer, analyst, consultant. She's heavy duty in all of this. And so it's a lot of computer work. It's a lot of administrative and technical expertise. But you've written a book on choices for senior living, so connect the dots for us, Gail.
Okay, well, it started because I helped a great aunt get into a retirement home.
Okay.
And since I'm a computer person, we had made a list.
Okay.
And we compared two different facilities and checked the things off, and she made her choice and moved in, and they didn't have cable TV. It wasn't on my list.
How about that?
So I have been adding to my list for 15 years, and somebody finally said, why don't you just publish them?
Well,
my book is a book of lists.
Well, there you go. So it's like a workbook. It's a checklist. It's a way of, so it helps people know what to look for. And so there are a variety of care settings, as you very well know, Gail. So here's the question. Where does somebody start? I would assume that we start with an assessment of need and then go and try to find the right facility or best living arrangement to meet that need? Is that kind of the
point? Yes, and from the need point of view, people don't understand that they can't wait until they have they're really ill to get in some places. You know, there are places that won't take you, for example, if you're in a wheelchair.
So you need
to look before you have the real need, and you need to decide. A lot of people think they want to stay at home, and that's fine, but have they considered the social isolation that goes with that.
Hmm.
And the statistics that 25% of the people who are socially isolated die sooner than people who are not socially isolated.
That's a big piece of this. And so a person figures out or thinks about these, of course, their family, as you did with your family, thinks about these situations and then considers the different options that are out there. And then it's a matter of figuring out how to pay for it. That's obviously another big part of this.
Yep. And life care is one of the big things on my list.
Yeah, talk about that, because that's going to be a foreign term for a lot of people. You say life care, what does that mean, taking care of your life? What does that mean?
I had a client, and her sons called me about 2 months ago and said, she's in this retirement home, and she's going to be 94, and she's going to run out of money in 6 months.
Hmm.
And they said, this place won't keep her. So they've given us the names of other places to check. Well, at that point, it's too late. Before you move into one of these places, you need to find out.
What happens?
If they have life care, what happens if you run out of money? Mm. And my aunt did run out of money. And the institution she was in kept her, took Medicare or Medicaid, state aid.
Yeah, Medicaid.
And her care did not change.
Wow.
That not all of them do that.
I was going to say that's not necessarily the norm. So this is on your checklist, isn't it,
yeah,
Gail? This is something you need to ask. If I run out of money and if Medicaid steps in because I've depleted all my assets, then are you good with that?
Are they qualified
right.
with Medicaid? Okay.
Yeah.
Just
They have to be qualified as a facility to receive the Medicaid benefits.
Exactly, yes. They have to be approved as a Medicaid facility. And if you go into one of those and they are approved, I believe that the law is that they have to keep you regardless.
Okay.
That's just a question that you need to ask. And then a lot of people think they want to live with their children. And they haven't thought about, you know, what happens if their children want to go on vacation? Who's going to be with them? What happens if their child gets sick? What happens if they get so sick that their child has to change their diaper? You know, these are not trivial things, and they make a big difference at this point in your life.
Well, I don't think you can overemphasize the need for the planning ahead and thinking this through. If you're just joining us, Gail Lawley's on the line. She's an author. She has written the book, It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living, and she's dealt with this in her own life and said, you know what, I need to document it and publish it and make it available to other people. MoveChoices.com is the website. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living. That's the book. The website is movechoices.com, and the author is Gail Lawley. And her book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Well, this is a huge area, huge issue, Gail, and I know that it's going to get a lot more attention as we have those baby boomers starting to enter into their senior or retirement years and starting to deal with this more and more often. 10,000 people are retiring a day.
Yep.
From that group. So the life care, we talked about before the break, the life care is, you know, having a plan for knowing how you're going to pay for this and all of that. Let's talk about another subject, which again, I suspect a lot of people are not aware of, and that's the subject of long-term care state partnerships.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up because since you are in the financial arena,
yes,
people need to know about this. In 2008, the federal government passed a law that if your insurance company and your state joined in a partnership, if you have long-term care and you need it, and they pay for somebody, say, to come and help you in your home, and they spend $50,000 on you, okay? And then you look and you go, well, gosh, I'm down to my last $50,000. You can keep that $50,000 and go on state aid.
So you can you don't have to go all the way down to the normal poverty level $2,000 for a single individual to qualify for as part of the qualification for Medicaid. Of course, there's other qualification requirements, but so in other words, if you've got a long-term care policy that is a qualified for the state partnership program whatever state you're in, then you can basically shield the amount of quote-unquote assets equal to the amount of benefits that have been paid under that long-term care policy.
Exactly. And if you think about it, if you're in your house and you need to replace the furnace or the roof, you can't do that if you're on true state aid where you get to keep $2,000 a year.
That's right.
But you can if you have this long-term care affiliation.
So this is a very important question for a person to ask when they are buying long-term care insurance.
Yeah.
Now I will because that should be part of the discussion. Now I will say there are a variety of different types of long-term care policies. And I'm not saying that you have to have one that has the partnership, but it should be part of the conversation.
You should investigate it.
Yeah, because there are times when there are plans that are not, that are more appropriate, that are not state-qualified partnership plans for different situations. But it's something that a lot of people are surprised to hear about, Gail, because you know, who would have thought that you could shield it, you know? But of course, the government, the reason for this, the government, if you have insurance, then, you know, that's obviously putting them behind the insurance before they have to start paying for your care with Medicaid.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's pretty smart for everybody.
A lot of people think that Medicare covers long-term care.
Yeah, that's another big misunderstanding. Medicare versus Medicaid. And people get those two confused often. Medicaid is when you're broke. And Medicare is when you are broken, your body's broken, and you are... Okay, that's a good way to remember it, isn't it? So Medicare will cover some care, right? But it's got to be recuperative. It's got to be nursing care. And it's got to follow a hospital stay, right?
Yes, and it's for a limited amount of time.
100 days?
I think it's 100.
Yeah, it's not very... So 100 days, it's got to be following a hospital stay.
People need to be aware that they are now putting you in hospitals under observation or admitting you. And it's important that you get them to admit you, because if you're under observation, they can charge you more, and you cannot go to a rehab facility or a nursing home.
So it won't qualify you for using your Medicare for a nursing home.
Exactly.
Wow. You know what? I didn't know that. That's very helpful.
Yeah. There's the ins and outs of this are just one other important thing. We've talked about low income, and I don't know what laws are in all the different states, but I have a trust. And I have a trust not because I have a lot of money, but because my children live in other states.
Yes.
And it makes it easier for them. And
sure.
I have my home in my trust. Well, I went to the low income workshop here and found out that when my home is in a trust, it counts as an asset in Arizona. If I take it out of the trust, it does not count as an asset, and they will let me stay in it for as long as I live.
Interesting. Very interesting. Gail Lawl is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She is an author, among many other things, and the book is It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living, movechoices.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Gail Lawl is on the line with me, and it's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living. Checklists and all the things, or a lot of the things that you need to know about different care settings and what you need to consider when doing this. And the website is movechoices.com. So, Gail, we're kind of talking about, you know, the under observation versus being admitted, obviously being something a lot of people wouldn't know. What are some of the other big surprises that you've seen people have, or maybe some that you've seen having dealt with this with a family member in the past? What are some of the things that people are really surprised about?
Well, people don't think about situations like my grandmother, who wanted to stay in her home, and we hired caretakers, and they didn't always show up, or they quit with no notice.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's the, you know, so in other words, you mean the human side of this, right? I mean, good grief.
The human side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also don't realize that they have to be healthy enough for these places to accept them if they decide to go to a place.
So you're talking about like an assisted living or some other place like that. You have to be at some level.
Or even independent living.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They evaluate you, not just financially, but they evaluate your health. You know, if you have Parkinson's, that's going to be a big drawback for them, because you're going to require more care as time goes on.
So these are all the considerations that people really need to be thinking about. Here's another one. What about a a care community. You know, there's different, again, there's different levels of care.
Yeah.
What do you think about somebody going into a community where they can go through different levels, starting from the independent to the assisted, to the nursing, you know, that kind of transition? What are your thoughts on that?
That's what partly started me writing this book, because I have three sets of friends who did decide to go into what is called a continuing care retirement community, CCRC for short.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why are they doing this? You know, they're still healthy. They're traveling. One of them is still playing volleyball. But they wanted to be there because they were tired of taking care of their house. The wife was tired of cooking. They didn't want to ever have to move again. They wanted care if they needed it. And I actually have friends now in that situation where he's going to require care. And that's something else you need to find out. What happens if one of the spouses deteriorates faster than the other?
Oh, okay.
Can you continue to live together, or where do they put you?
You would assume naturally that you could, but again, you raised the question, so that means that there might be situations where you can't be together.
Exactly. Mm. And people also don't know that there are places where it's month to month, that you don't have to spend $300,000 and $5,000 a month to get in a place. There are places that are month to month, and they'll let you hire people to come in.
Well, and the first part of that, your statement there, Gail, is that, which you've made another very good point in drawing the contrast between big commitment and month to month. Some of these facilities, these continuing care retirement communities, they are very, very expensive, that you have to put a plunk down a big chunk of money, and then you still have a monthly payment as well.
And some of them are surprising. I was in La Jolla, California not too long ago, and you could actually get into a place there for $60,000, and as a single person, I think it was $2,200 a month. Now, it was a tiny place, but that's a pretty nice location for that amount of money.
Hmm. It's very interesting.
Some of them, you can get your money back because you actually own the property, and you may not get it back until the property is sold. I should say your heirs may not get it back until the property is sold. And everybody assumes that you're just giving them this lump sum, and you'll never see it again. And that's not necessarily true.
Well, you mentioned earlier, that's good to know, you mentioned earlier also, Gail, about there being requirements. Are there special requirements for a continuing care retirement community as opposed to, you know, just looking at a standalone particular care setting, like I'm going to go to assisted or I'm going to go to independent?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
They all have.
But they all screen,
They all screen, yes. It's like people with Medicare that don't realize that they can't necessarily go back to Medicare if they take an Advantage plan.
Mm. There's a lot of stuff that can trip. As I say, there's a lot of stuff that you can get tripped up on.
Yes, you can. But you were asking about the CCRCs, Continuing Care Retirement Communities, and those in particular, it's important that you find out if they're life care. One of the facilities I'm aware of makes you buy a long-term care policy, and that takes care of your life care.
Ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Gail Lawley's our guest, movechoices.com. The book is It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living. Stay right there, and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Gail Lawley's on the line with me. She is a busy person. Now, you, Gail, I wanted to ask you, you've written the book and you've got this good insight on senior living and It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living. What do you do when you're not doing that? Are you still involved with the computers and all that work as well?
I still tutor people on Apple products.
Wow. All right. Well, you're busy. So let me ask I think it's a helpful question, and I've seen this work. You know, there's a lot of financial aspects here, but there's also a lot of legal stuff. Yes. You know, you mentioned the different treatment of how trusts view or how the trust yes. and having with your house and how that could be different in different states. Wouldn't you agree that you need to get your financial planner involved or, with some of these decisions and also your attorney and maybe even have the two of them communicate to really give you kind of a team approach because something could get lost in the shuffle?
That would be ideal, as a matter of fact. And there are actually also geriatric care managers that can help you with this if you have the money to pay them.
Interesting.
So you don't have to do your own research. Turns out they're headquartered in Tucson, which I didn't know until I wrote this book.
Okay, geriatric care managers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a good idea because a lot of times people, you know, navigating this can be a challenge. So any other big surprises, Gail, that people would be curious to learn about?
Well, one of the things they ought to look at is Genworth.com. Now, Genworth is a financial company, mm-hmm. but they have an excellent thing that you can tell them what state you want to compare. And you can compare the cost of adult daycare, staying at home and hiring help, et cetera, from one state to another. And they vary quite a bit.
Genworth.com.
Genworth.com.
Yep, I've got it pulled up on my screen, and you can go in and you can do a comparison. There is a lot of good information on this website, and I'm familiar with the company.
Yeah, and I mentioned adult daycare. That's another thing that people don't know much about. You know, you can have your parent taken to adult daycare. Usually there's some kind of bus transportation in a city that will pick them up and take them to daycare, and so you can go to work. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not awfully expensive. I have one friend that did that for 5 years with his father.
Wow.
Yeah. And one of the things people don't do is they don't go look at anything but the level of care that they're going for. They either look at independent if that's where they're moving or they look at assisted. They also need to look at the next level up, whether it's memory care.
Yeah, that's really smart. So don't look. Yeah, it's like when you're on the highway. Don't just look at the car right in front of you.
Exactly.
look down the road, because that may be where you're headed.
Right. And one fun thing that somebody suggested, and if you're healthy enough, this would work, is go on a cruise ship. It'll cost you about the same as it would to move into one of these communities.
Yeah.
You have all the services there.
Yeah.
And you get to see the world.
You know, I have heard that, Gail, and I think that is interesting, and I know that I don't know if anybody really has seriously tried to do it for a sustained period, but I can tell you one thing. I did have a recent cruise experience myself. We went on a family cruise on Disney, and if you've never been on a cruise, you got to go just to watch the ice cream machine.
Okay.
I sat over and watched the ice cream machine for about 10 to 15 minutes. I got one scoop of ice cream, went over and stood by the bow or the side of the boat, and that ice cream machine ran constantly. Free ice cream? Wow. I mean, that's worth the whole trip just to watch that for about 10 to 15 minutes. In fact, they broke it a few times. They wore it out while we were on the ship. But no, I think, you know, the interesting thing, Gail, is that there are a lot of choices. In fact, you know, with a lot of things, too many choices sometimes. But that's why I'm so pleased that you've written this book to help people. And I'm going to get a copy, have it handy for my clients, because it's just, you know, you got to navigate and you got to know, you know, the hardest thing to know, like with your aunt about cable television, is knowing the right question to ask.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same with a lot of things that we purchase or that we do. You know, if you're buying a new car, you need to know to ask, does this cover this or is this included? But if you don't ask a question, you don't know until then you get blindsided.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I tell you what, it's interesting stuff. And any thoughts about, you know, just as an overall state of the industry for all these types of care, you know, with the baby boomers retiring, the 10,000 a day. What is your prediction, if you would, for the future of this industry? Is there capacity? Can they handle the swelling ranks of people that are going to need some different types of care?
Well, it's funny, we think along the same lines, but what I was going to tell people is that there are going to be less people available to do in-home care. Right now, there are 7.2 people for ages 45 to 60 to take care of every person over 80. By 2030, it will be only 4.2 people to take care of the older ones. And by 2050, it will only be 2.9. So, and the facilities, yes, the latest trend in them seems to be smaller facilities where there are 10 or 12 people in a house and maybe a group of these houses together. And they have people doing some of the things, maybe cooking or a little bit of work in the yard, that kind of thing, instead of putting somebody in a place where they have absolutely nothing to do.
Very interesting, Gail. Gail Lawley's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. The book, It's Your Move, Choices for Senior Living, and the website, movechoices.com. Gail, thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you for having me, David.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.